if you would, turn with me to John, the 14th chapter. Apostle has been teaching us the importance of the Holy Spirit. And I want to take tonight, and we're in Bible study, training in the Word. So I want some of you all here know some things about the Holy Spirit, but for understanding that each one of us are at different places in our walk with God, some people may not know why the Holy Spirit is important. And so tonight I want to talk about why the Holy Spirit is important and take some key Bible verses and walk with you through understanding why Apostle is focusing on the Holy Spirit as he is. In John, the 14th chapter, in the 6th verse, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, I want to submit to you that the Word of God cannot work without the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit can't work without the Word of God. They both have to be together. So thus, that eliminates us trying to work the Word without the influence of the Holy Spirit, and it also eliminates us trying to move in the Spirit without the Word. All right? Turn to Genesis, the first chapter. I want to show you that the Holy Spirit was there from the very beginning, and the importance of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the very Spirit of God. Genesis, first chapter, and the 2nd verse. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Then God said, the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Then God spoke. Now notice, God didn't say anything until his Spirit moved upon the face of the earth. But the Spirit didn't do nothing until God said. The two must be together. You can't separate the two. So you cannot just meditate the Word of God and read the Word of God and not allow the Holy Spirit to interfere with your thought process. If we read the Word of God and try to work the Word of God and try to work principles in the Word of God without the Holy Spirit being involved, then we're wasting our time, because God will only back up his Spirit. He will not back up our spirit trying to work his Word without his Spirit. Go back to John, the 14th chapter, the 16th verse. I want to show you something here. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. So here it is. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now remember now, let's look quick. We're going to turn there. We know the scripture. John, the 1st chapter, says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God, right? And so here Jesus is saying in the 14th chapter of John, I am the way. The Word is speaking. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man can come to the Father but by me. That's the Word speaking himself, right? I'm going to submit to you tonight that there is, watch this, it's going to be very clear to you. There is a spirit of life. There is a spirit of truth. And then we're going to see spirit of the way. So in other words, Jesus was saying, I'm the way to the Father, but you're going to need the Holy Spirit to guide you to that. All right, watch this. Go with me to John, Romans, the 8th chapter. The The reason why Apostle is taking time to talk to us about the Holy Spirit and get us familiar with the Holy Spirit is because the Holy Spirit is our access to the supernatural. He's Jeremiah 29:11. God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Holy Spirit is our access to those thoughts. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't access those thoughts. I'm going to prove that to you tonight. Without the Holy Spirit, you can't access what God has planned for you. Look in Romans, the 8th chapter, and the 2nd verse. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Here, Apostle Paul is making reference to the Spirit of life. So it's no longer just a principle. Now it's made alive. So let's watch this. It says, so for the law or the rule of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. So it's just not the principle of salvation. It's the spirit also of the principle. Are you understanding what I'm saying? See, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. Then he began to talk about, I'm going to send you a comforter. I got to leave so I can bring you a comforter. So what sense in the comforter coming if he's not the spirit of that life? Go with me to John, the 16th chapter. John, the 16th chapter, I start at verse 12. Excuse me. Jesus is talking and he said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Just simply saying you're not ready for them yet. Verse 13, howbeit when he, the who? The Spirit of truth, Spirit being capitalized there, making reference to the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. So Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man get to the Father but by me. So if without the Spirit of truth, it's going to be hard for me to understand who the Father is to me. So I not only need the Word, I need the Holy Spirit. Is this making sense to you? See, so now we see that Jesus is the life. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of life. We see that Jesus is the truth. And we see that the Holy Spirit is the spirit. See, the Holy Spirit and Jesus are working together. See, a lot of times, Jesus, you're asking Jesus to do something he's already done. And you're talking to the wrong person. We're asking Jesus to do some things he's already done. Jesus say, why are you talking to me? I've sent you a comforter who, I am the life, but he's the spirit of life. He's the one that's going to make alive your walk in me. Is that making sense? See, that's why Apostle is talking to us about the Holy Spirit, because even though we have the Word, we have Jesus living on the inside of us, but we can't get the benefits of Jesus living on the inside of us without the Spirit of life, without the Spirit of truth. Notice what it said in the 16th and 13th verse. He said, watch this. He said, howbeit when the Spirit of truth has come, he will do what? Guide you into all truth. So Jesus saying, I am the truth, but the Spirit of truth is going to guide you into all of me. All right? So the Holy Spirit is important, and we have to understand why, because a lot of times we leave the Holy Spirit out when without the Holy Spirit we can't get no understanding. Go with me to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. He matched up spirit of life, and he matched up spirit of truth, but I won't see him match up the spirit of the way, because I don't know that, I hadn't heard that term in the Bible. So where is he going to go for that? Where is he going to go for that? Well, I'm about to take you there. 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Watch this. First Corinthians, the second chapter, verse 9. But as is it written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. There you go. But God has what? Revealed them unto us by his capital S. When you don't know what to do, how to do it, or which way to go, you must refer to the Holy Spirit. Because he's going to reveal the way. So here we see the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man get to the Father but by him. Right? Jesus prepared the way. Jesus have opened the door. Jesus have brought victory to our lives, but you can't find your way to victory. You can't walk through that door, and you can't find a way without the Holy Spirit. Is that making sense? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians again, the 12th chapter. Verse 3, 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Given by who?
The Spirit.
The word, we finna walk into the gifts. Is given by who? The Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit. The word of wisdom. To another, the word of knowledge. By the same Spirit. To another, faith, or special faith as we like to call it. By the same Spirit. Are you seeing this? To another, gifts of healing by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, the diverse kind of tongue. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So now the Holy Spirit is the orchestrator of the gifts. So if I don't pay attention, or I don't acknowledge or understand the importance of the Holy Spirit, I'm missing out on a whole, repertoire of weapons that are to benefit me. Without the Holy Spirit, I can't read who I need to read. Without the Holy Spirit, I can't see beyond the natural to see what's really going on. God may know it, but if I'm not acknowledging the Holy Spirit, I can't receive it. Go back to 1 Corinthians. Watch this. Go back to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. Watch this. First Corinthians, the second chapter, watch this. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the So without the Holy Spirit, you won't be able to access what God is thinking about you. Without acknowledging the Holy Spirit, without getting familiar with the Holy Spirit, it will be impossible for you to find solutions. Because God knows the solution. God wants you to have the solution. And see, go with me to 1 John. Watch this. 1 John. Not the Gospels. First Epistle. First John. The second chapter in the 20th verse. Now remember now, the Holy Spirit is the only one that knows God better than anybody else. That second in 1 Corinthians 2, it even talks about he searches yea the deep things. Right? See, let me give you an example. Nobody knows what's going on in your mind but you. That's the way the Holy Spirit is with God, right? And he's been given to us, all right? So here in 1 John, the second chapter, the 20th verse, it says, but ye have a what? From who? Meaning the Holy Spirit. And what happened? So now, me knowing all things is hinged upon the Holy Spirit. So if I'm not acknowledging the Holy Spirit, or I'm taking light the teaching that apostle is giving us, telling us and explaining to us and giving us insight about the Holy Spirit, then there are going to become some times when I don't know some things that I'm supposed to know. See, I don't have no problems with when you have the Holy Spirit, you shouldn't have no problem walking into a situation. Because you can walk in not knowing what to do. But if the Holy Spirit is with me, and the Holy Spirit is in me, and the Holy Spirit is the very mind of God, all I got to do is spend time with the Holy Spirit and get an unction. That's all I've just get is spend time with the Holy Spirit, get an unction from the Holy Spirit. Or what does it mean to get an unction? It just seems mean to be inspired. That's why one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Luke 21:19. You don't have to turn there. It says, in your patience, possess ye your soul. Why do you have to possess ye your soul? Because you have to give the Holy Spirit time to communicate with you. See, the Holy Spirit is not going to overrule you. The Holy Spirit will sit on the inside of you and keep letting you make dumb decisions. He will sit there, and if you don't give him an opportunity to say anything, he won't say anything. Go to John, the Gospel of John now, the first chapter. The Gospel of John. The Gospel of John, John 1. Now I want you to see, I'm going to show you another instance of the Holy Spirit being important. And why you need to see when apostle is now talking to us and ministering from a place from an apostolic place. From a place, somebody who's been walking with God for 44 plus years, walking with the Holy Spirit, should be able to share something about the Holy Spirit. So we shouldn't take lightly the teaching on the Holy Spirit, because listen, let me tell you something. If you can't look around you in today's society and realize you're going to need some discernment. You're going to need some discernment. You're going to have to be able to look somebody in the eye and know when they tell you the truth and know when they're lying to you. And you can't do that on your own ability. You're going to need the Holy Spirit to be a Geiger counter, to go off on the inside of you. When somebody's standing there with a straight face and telling you a lie, you need to be able to let the Holy Spirit say, they're lying. Just like you need the Holy Spirit to tell you when somebody is lying, you also need the Holy Spirit to confirm when somebody is telling the truth. Because you could be in a situation where everybody say, I don't believe them, I ain't paying attention to them, don't pay attention to them, and that person giving you a that person without them knowing is giving you insight from God. And the Holy Spirit say, I would do that. With all this bickering and fighting and going on we have in our country, you need the Holy Spirit. John, the first chapter. Let me show you this. Verse 12. It says, but as many as receive him, meaning Jesus, to them gave he the power to, now remember that now, to them gave he the power to become. So receiving Jesus gives me the power to become the Son of God. To become. That means I have the rights and the privileges of being a child of God when I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. Romans, the 8th chapter. Let me show you the importance of the Holy Spirit. Verse 14. Don't get stuck at John 1:12. Don't get stuck at John 1:12. You have to progress to Romans 8:14. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, as many as led, that are led by the Holy Spirit, they are the sons of God. What's the difference between John 1 and 12 and Romans 8:14? What's the difference? One, you becoming, meaning you have the right, you have the privileges. But if you're not led, you won't look like. If you're not led, then you're gonna have to tell people that you're a child of God. But if you're led by the Spirit of God, you ain't got to tell nobody nothing. They will see. The Bible says in Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Being made a curse for us, curse everyone that hangeth on a tree. The curse of the law, sickness, disease, second death, and poverty. If I'm being led by the Spirit of God, if whatever one of those situations I'm in, I should be able to walk out of it. And people should be able to watch me walk out of it. I ain't got to tell people I'm going to get out of it. All they got to do is watch me walk out of it. Because not only have I become a son of God, I'm now going to the next level and being led by the Spirit of God so that they see that I am a son of God. This is making sense. So we can't, so without the Holy Spirit, you just become. Without being led by the Spirit of God, you just become. You got all the rights and all the privileges. But without the Holy Spirit, you can't walk in those rights and those privileges. The Apostle Paul said, I think it's Philippians 2, he said you have to work out your own salvation. So that means when I become, that means that I have to be led by the Spirit to work those things out. Are you seeing this? So I can't stop at becoming. I have to be led. If I'm not led, then I'm missing out on some stuff. And I'm not, and watch this, I'm going to look like a sinner. You may not be sinning, but you living right ain't showing no difference than what you. See, when you're led by, there should be a difference in our lives because we led by the Spirit of God. You mean to tell me I got an unction and I know some things that other people don't know? I have an unction. I have a right to have an unction and be inspired to be motivated by somebody in the unseen world that would give me insight into this natural life. Well, you see that? So I cannot just be, come. I have to be led, so I am. See, claiming to be a Christian and being. See, without the Spirit of the way, without the Spirit of truth, and without the Spirit of life, it's going to be very difficult to access the Father. How can you access the very thoughts of God and you won't even deal with the very Spirit of God? The very Spirit of God is the one that pray on your behalf. In the 8th chapter of Romans, it said he gives groanings which cannot be uttered. Turn with me to Matthew's, the 3rd chapter. And I'm almost finished. Yeah, I'm almost finished. Yeah. As apostle began to talk to us about the Holy Spirit, I don't want you to take these apostolic instructions as just another lesson on the Holy Spirit. No, this is divine order. This is apostle pushing us into a realm that we can't get with just an ordinary pastor. This is him pushing us into a realm in our lives that what the Holy Spirit does in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered in the mind all the things that God has planned. That's this apostolic and his teaching on the Holy Spirit is causing us to be pushed into accessing things that we never dreamed about. Pushing us to a place where you look up, you're so busy spending time with the Holy Spirit and obeying God that you look up and don't even recognize where you are because you were someplace you never dreamed you could be. The Holy Spirit is pushing you there. Matthew's the 3rd chapter. Now, this is something I noticed today. I want to close with this. This is, I found this, I just recognized this today, The Gospels, and some people call it the synoptic Gospels, meaning different aspects, different writers, different personalities writing about the same thing. And so the four Gospels all put together would give you a nice panoramic view, if you allow me to say, of the life of Jesus and how one give you details, while other might not give you details. One may give you insight to a story, the other may just write that this happened, but the other one tell you how this happened, why this happened, where this happened. And so you have the synoptic gospel. But there's one thing that all the Gospels said, and they were all saying the same thing about it. Now watch this. They're all saying the same thing. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you all four scriptures. I want you to take all four of your fingers and stick them in one place where we can flip to them and you can flip back and forth, all right? All right, can you work with me on that? It's all right to have fun in church. You just, do the best you can. Matthew's the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse. Okay, whoever working the screen back there, I'm giving them to you so we can try to go back and forth, and I'll try to help you go back and forth. Mark 1, verse 10. Luke 3, 22. John 1, 32. I'll start off in Matthew 3, 16. All right, so it's Matthew 3, 16. I'm talking about the importance of why the Holy Spirit is important. All right. Matthew 3:16, Mark 1, verse 10, Luke 3, verse 22, John 1, verse 32. All right. So I'll tell you what, let's make this easy. On the screen, put Mark 1:10. You hold Matthew 3:16. All right, see, we can work technology. All right, so you at Matthew 3:16, right? On the board, you see Mark 1 and 10. All right, I'm going to read Matthew 3:16. It says, and Jesus, when he was what? Baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like and lighting upon him, right? What's the first thing that was said after that? Well, yeah, that's what he said. That's what it says. You see that, right? That's what it says. He said, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Jesus got baptized. Before he went did anything, the Holy Spirit landed upon him in the form of a dove. And straightway, this is the second one, Mark 1:10, and straightway, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit, like a dove, descended upon him. Right? All right. Go to Luke 3, 22. Media, go to John 1, 32. This ain't no guessing about what happened here. Ain't no argument about what happened here. Soon as Jesus was baptized, the very first thing, before Jesus went to doing any miracles, before Jesus did any exploits. Now, listen to me now. This is very clear. If Jesus, the Son of God, who knew no sin, got baptized, and as soon as he got baptized, before he went to anything significant, he needed the Holy Spirit. What about us? If Jesus understood the importance of the Holy Spirit, then we. Watch this, Luke 3. Watch this, Luke 3 and 22. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased. John 1:32 on the screen. Do you have it for me? and John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode upon him. So this is why, oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. This is why Jesus said, I got to go. I'm the way, I'm the truth, and the life. I got to go do some things, but when I go, I'm going to send you a comforter that's going to guide you into being like me here on earth. So therefore, you don't have to just become a son of God like me. You are the sons of God because you're led by the Holy Spirit. Oh, you say, oh, this. So I wanted to take time tonight to just reiterate and show us, because for those of us that have been in the Bible for a long time, we know these things. But there are some people in here and some people watching by internet that really don't understand the importance of the Holy Spirit. And why is Apostle dealing with the Holy Spirit? Why is he talking about the Holy Spirit? How does the Holy Spirit work in my life? Well, here it is. We see that without the Holy Spirit, you it's going to be hard for you to find out what God is thinking about you. Oh, yes, you'll get to heaven without the Holy Spirit, but you're going to catch hell down here. Because the Holy Spirit is the one that will cause us to avoid certain things that Satan has waiting for us. Avoid traps that Satan has waiting for us. Avoid incidents. Avoid people that Satan has put in our pathway to cause us to make the wrong turn. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Lift your hand if you need to offer an envelope. Time for tithe. The ushers are in the aisle. So as apostle, you go back and begin to listen at the Holy Spirit. So now that you, as I reiterated and emphasized why the Holy Spirit is important, now when you, as you go back, you start listening at the MP3s and watching on YouTube and watching on LeroyThompson.tv, as Apostle begins to explain to us about the Holy Spirit and his experience with the Holy Spirit, you'll understand the importance of it and why this is not just another teaching. Without the Holy Spirit, I will not know the way. Without the Holy Spirit, I will not know truth. I will know about truth. Without the Holy Spirit, I won't know life. I would know about life. The same Spirit that raised Jesus, that's the Holy Spirit, dwells in us. So what is that saying? That's saying that the same Holy Spirit that helped Jesus run his race is the same Holy Spirit that's going to help me run my race. So I need the Holy Spirit. Matter of fact, I want the Holy Spirit. A lot of times I'm talking to the Holy Spirit. I say, Holy Spirit, I need to hear from you in this situation. Holy Spirit, what are you thinking? See, one of the things I hate religion. Oh, I hate religion. I hate religion. Because religion says you got to say things a certain way. You got to do things a certain way. Me, I'm just like, Holy Spirit, look, talk to me. What? Holy Spirit, what am I missing? Holy Spirit, what do you see that I don't see? You can see into another world that I can't see in. Holy Spirit, touch my eyes. What was Jacob? He touched Jacob's eyes. So, and when he touched Jacob's eyes, Jacob saw into the supernatural and started sending them angels going up and down. But the Holy Spirit had to touch his eyes. You have your offering ready by now? If you have your offering ready, may stand to your feet. And I'll wait on those who are still writing. I use the Holy Spirit for everything. Simple thing. I got a bad habit. I know I got it. I'm moving so fast, I put my keys down. Holy Spirit. And there's not one time that I have not been able to find my keys. Sometimes I've left my keys riding with Chantel. I left my keys here. So it's not at the house. So I'm walking around the house. I left my key. And the Holy Spirit said, hey, wait till you get back to the office. I've had that happen to me. I've had the Holy Spirit get me out of accidents. I've had the Holy Spirit help me not to spend bad money. The Holy Spirit is all right with me. Father, we thank you for this, another opportunity to sow seed into your kingdom. Thank you for giving these businesses and these jobs and this income, Father. It all comes from you. Thank you for putting it in our power that we can turn around and love you back with our tithes and our offering. Thank you for also, God, for giving us the ground to sow it into. Thank you that you're the Lord of the harvest. You're the one that causes increase in our lives. We give you honor for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. And us is going to serve you. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm.